الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد ذي القدر العظيم، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين. اللهم فقهنا في الدين، وألهمنا التأويل، ويسر لنا رشدنا يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله. We are in the most blessed of days of our lives, days that are days of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, days where Allah reminds us both of the tremendous gift that He has granted us, the gift of guidance, and facilitates for all of us the means of benefiting from that guidance, so that we may experience something that will change our lives. This is the month in which the Quran was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as guidance for all people, and clear signs of divine guidance. And that is why we are commanded to fast out of gratitude to Allah, out of shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are commanded to fast so that we can inculcate this quality of taqwa. But one of the key opportunities of this month that will enable us to retain the benefit of this month is to reconnect with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is, it's not mentioned that this is the month in which the Quran was revealed as an accident. But in order for us to reconnect in this month with the Quran begins with a call to guidance. Surah Al-Fatiha, which we recite in every rak'ah of every prayer, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the path that is straight. Because we find ourselves on this plane of life, on this vast plane of life. And we don't sometimes we don't realize it because we're heedless. But there's a natural restlessness in the human being. Because imagine if you woke up in the middle of a vast field, alone, and you're just there, hour after hour. It would be unsettling. Why? Because why am I here in the middle of a big field? Which way should I go? What should I do? And this restlessness underlies the existence of every human being. Because we don't know why we're here unless we have guidance. Unless we have guidance. The one who finds themselves in that vast empty field, they don't know how they got there, so they need answers. They don't know where to go, so they need answers. They don't know how to get to such destination, so they need answers. That applies in our existence. This is why, as a gift, as a miftah, as a key, and the Surah Al-Fatiha is the surah that gives us the key to the meaning of life. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we have praised in the opening of the Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us, O you who are Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. You, whom we recognize now that we It is you alone we worship. It is you alone we rely upon. We beg, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us to the path that is straight. Show us the way in this life. Show us the way to safety. Show us the way to salvation. Show us the way to paradise. Show us the way to your pleasure. Show us the way to you. The divine response comes right away. The opening of Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book in which there is no doubt, in which there is no confusion, in which there is no bewilderment. You are no longer lost when you have this book. Because now you know how you came here. Now you know where you're going. Now you know the path to that desired destination. Now you understand what everything is about. So that restlessness that is deep within is no more. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book in which there is no confusion. There is no doubt. There is no bewilderment. And we should have deep gratitude, because without this, what do we have? How does life make sense without guidance? All people who have thought deeply throughout history have said that unless one knows the answers to the fundamental questions of life, the human soul, the human being themselves, would necessarily be restless and tormented. It is not a surprise that with the growth of atheism, there is a growth of depression, of suicide. Why? Because if you don't know the answers to these basic questions, how can life be palatable? But we have this gift. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That is the book in which there is no doubt. And what is it? هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is complete guidance for all seeking mindfulness of Allah, seeking taqwa of Allah. This is the month of this book. This is the month by which we can rekindle our relationship with this book that we know to be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a gift it is. We can say with complete, unhesitating, knowledge-based certitude that the Qur'an that we have with us, that the imams of masajid all around the world recite from their memories, the Qur'an that we open and read, whether we're here in Toronto in Canada, or we're in Tashkent, or in Sarajevo, or somewhere down in South America, that this is exactly what was revealed to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, word by word, letter by letter, vowel mark by vowel mark. And that is amazing. If you know anything about literature, there are multiple versions of Shakespeare's writings. They don't even know whether everything that we have in the complete works of Shakespeare are his. Of course, there's a separate thing. Was Shakespeare an actual person? And that's only a few hundred years ago. They don't know for sure. At least about the plays. Of course, the contrary to rumors, it wasn't someone called Sheikh Zubair. That would not appear to have any basis. But the Quran, we know with certitude that every word of it is preserved as revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is a tremendous gift. We know, and if we don't, we should learn that this is an inimitable proof of the truth of our Prophet, the truth of what he came with, and of the reality of the oneness of Allah. Because this Quran that we have, not only is it preserved, but it could only be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a tremendous gift. But we should use this month to reconnect with the Quran. So when we stand up for Taraweeh, we should appreciate what an opportunity it is. It's heavy. My wife was wondering, and alhamdulillah, she knows Arabic, that I wonder how people can stand in Taraweeh 20 rak'ahs over an hour when they don't understand the meanings. But this is a statement of faith. How many people here who are not Arabs know Arabic? Not many of us. But we stand, and it's an act of faith. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaba," whoever stands in Ramadan out of faith and seeking reward from Allah, all their past sins are forgiven. Why? Because when we stand in Taraweeh, what meaning are you and I expressing? And the ulama say it's interesting. It doesn't just say those who stand and understand, but those who stand imanan, out of faith, that this is from Allah. I am seeking my reward from Allah. And of course, understanding is light upon light. But the statement of faith when we open the Quran and recite it is light. When we engage in this devotional act, it is ihtisab. We are seeking its reward from Allah. We're in a mosque founded by a community, the Bosnian community, who preserved the deen for generations by holding fast to the Quran. I know imams right here in our community who mention how their parents and grandparents, they buried mushafs in their backyards. They had to do all kinds of things to hold on to it. Why? Because this is worth it. This is worth it because this is truth. This is light. So we should really reflect this month on this gift that is the Quran and connect with it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in an amazing hadith, and this hadith, it's a rigorously authentic sahih hadith related by Imam Ibn Majah in his Sunan and related by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in his Musnad and by others, addressing his companions, our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Inna lillahi ahlina min an-nas." Truly Allah has chosen ones amongst people. Wa ahlul Quran hum ahlullahi wa khassatuhu fi ardih. And the people of Quran are the people of Allah and His chosen ones amongst His creation. Truly Allah has, inna lillahi ahlina min nas, Allah has His people amongst creation, amongst people, has chosen ones amongst creation. And truly, the people of Quran are the people of Allah and His most chosen and His most beloved. So use these days of Ramadan to personally connect with the Quran. Make a commitment in this month to recite the Quran daily. To recite the Quran daily. More important than completing the whole Quran in this month is to establish a habit of daily recitation of Quran. Because that daily recitation will transform the rest of your lives. And I advise myself first and foremost, and each of us here, because our religion is sincere counsel, that let none of us leave Ramadan except with an established routine of reciting the Quran. And be realistic. The sunnah of setting a habit is set a realistic habit. So if you weren't reciting the Quran daily, commit to recite one page a day. recite 2 pages a day. If you recite 2 pages a day, you can complete the Quran comfortably in a whole year. And realistically, most of our community does not complete the Quran once a year outside of Ramadan. But set a realistic, sustainable goal that I want to finish the Quran once a year outside Ramadan. If you can do more, then better. Can you read 5 pages a day? But something that you commit to and you could sign off on. Imagine at work, you take on a project. You set a, you know, there is a deliverable and you've signed off your name to it that I will deliver this. So make a firm commitment. Because becoming one of the people of the Quran, those who are connected with the Quran by day and by night. And then keep a copy of the Quran with you. Keep a physical copy of the Quran with you if you can. So when you have those spare moments at work, don't just open your smartphone and start checking social media. Open your smartphone app and recite the Quran. Recite the Quran. Listen to the Quran. It's a gift in our times that we can comfortably recite the Quran wherever we are. I was trying to explain to some nephews of mine back in the days, we used to go in the city of Toronto from the university. We used to go to this place to buy cassette tapes of the Quran. And it, you know, broke students, we had to think, okay, should we buy one juz of so-and-so's recitation or two? Because each cassette tape cost a couple of dollars. Now you just download it. It's built in the app. Take advantage of that, because listening to the Quran has the same reward as reciting it yourself if you are attentive. And that's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity. The means of connecting to the Quran are so many. These apps of the Quran have the translation as well. Daily, read something of the translation as well. This is a tremendous opportunity. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and who teach it. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. We are blessed to be in a large community. We don't take advantage of it, but it's not difficult to find people in our community who know the Quran. Some of us reach older age when we reconnect with our deen. Go to the masjid. There are people there who can teach you the Quran. There are people in this masjid who can teach you the Quran. And that's a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you can recite the Quran as was recited by the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a great opportunity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Quran is the feast of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His creation. Right? The ma'duba, it's a feast that is spread out. Like, you know, they used to spread out the food on, you know, on a table spread. This is the table spread of Allah by which He honors His servants. Right? It's an invitation to rejoice, but not with the fleeting joy that if you get the best burek in town, once it's gone, once it's down your throat, the taste is gone. It's not like having chicken biryani or whatever else you guys have, mansaf, whatever. It's fleeting pleasure. This is eternal rejoicing. All we have to do is to open the book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and you to respond to the call of Allah when He calls us to Himself, when He calls us to that which gives us life, which gives us clarity, which gives us certitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us in this month of Ramadan to recite the Quran as it deserves to be recited, to make us of those who become of the people of the Quran, who open this book and rise. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, it'll be said to the person of Quran, on the day of resurrection. Irqa, wartaqi, recite and rise. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ عِنْدَ آخِرِ آيَةٍ تَقْرَأ. Because your rank with Allah, your rank in the hereafter will be according to the last verses you recited. So every verse we recite, we are ascending in our relationship with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to benefit from that. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي لكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a love relationship with the Quran. Make, set goals for yourself in your deen. Set goals for yourself in this month of Ramadan. And one of the greatest things you can do is to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by falling in love with the Book of Allah. And they say the sign of love is not how you face the beloved, but how you turn away from the beloved. Right? Imagine if Zubayr loves Zubaydah. So he goes and meets her. They're married. They're just not living together yet. Right? And after 20 minutes, he's looking at his watch. Okay, 10 more minutes and I can go. That's not love. Right? If Zubayr loves Zubaydah, he wouldn't be looking at his watch. When will this appointment be over? And I can get back to whatever I need to get back to. If Zubayr loves Zubaydah, he'd be walking away from her. Like if it wasn't for fear of bumping into someone, he'd still be looking at her because he loves her. So the sign that you love the Quran is not that you, not only of course, that you approach it enthusiastically, but that when you're done, you have your routine, when you're closing the Mus'haf, you wished you could continue. You wished you can continue. So we need to move our inward. We need to move our inward, wake up our sleeping hearts, and to tell ourselves to wake up, have faith, have gratitude, have love, have awe, have yearning. And then can we truly live? Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, استجيبوا لله, answer the call of Allah and His Messenger. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, when they call you to that which gives you life. So let's open the book this month and resolve to keep it open for all the days of our lives so that we can be of those who are called on the day of resurrection. Recite and rise. Recite and rise. For your station with Allah will be according to the last verses that you recited. May we be of those who respond to that call. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana innaka qareebun samii'un mujibud da'awat ya arhamar rahimin 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 ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. O Allah, we ask you by your mercy and by your generosity, by the blessedness of this day of Ramadan, by the blessedness of this day of Friday, by the blessedness of being in a house of your houses, by the blessedness of being in the Friday prayer, by the blessedness of this moment that we find ourselves in, and with all that you have blessed us with, we ask you, O Allah, that you make us of those who renew our faith in this month of Ramadan, of those who renew our gratitude to you in this month of Ramadan, of those who renew our love for you and our love for your book and our love for your messenger and our love for this religion and our love for all those things that are beloved to you. Ya Rabbal Alameen, we ask you that you grant us this life-giving quality of true love, and we ask you that we love your book and that we recite it by day and by night, and that we become of the people of Quran whom your messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us are your people and your most beloved servants on earth. Ya Rabbal Alameen, we ask you, O Allah, that you grant ease and assistance and facilitation and mercy to the ummah of your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we ask you particularly for those who are in difficulty and distress amongst us and in our communities and in our circles of family and friendship and in the ummah of your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you grant those in difficulty and distress ease and assistance, that we ask you that you grant those in oppression and in all kinds of political or economic or social hardship, that you change their state to states that are easier for them and more pleasing to you. We ask you that you grant us and the ummah of your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam a renewal in our faith, a renewal in our steadfastness, in our sabr, a renewal in our gratitude, and a true return to the light that your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come with. We ask you that you renew true connection to the Quran in the ummah of our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in our own lives and in our households. We ask you that you renew in the ummah of your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in our own lives and families and communities, true connection to the life-giving and beautiful and merciful way of our beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask you, O Allah, that you fulfilled the greatest of our needs in the best and most pleasing of ways to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Each of us present here has needs. We ask you, O Allah, that you fulfill those needs and make us all have the tawfiq to realize that the greatest need that we have is our need for you and our need for what has come through your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask you that you preserve our parents and our loved ones and our teachers and our communities in faith, guidance and good, and you preserve these gifts of faith and guidance and good in our offspring until the last day, and that we meet you and you are well pleased with us. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu ghafurur rahim wa aqimus salat.